Groundwork of the Metaphysics of Morals. By Immanuel Kant. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Groundwork of the Metaphysics of Morals is a philosophical work by Immanuel Kant, published in 1785. It is one of the most influential works in moral philosophy, and is considered to be the foundation of Kant's moral philosophy. In the book, Kant argues that morality is based on a universal moral law, which he calls the categorical imperative. He argues that this law is based on reason, and that it is the only way to determine what is right and wrong. Kant also argues that morality is not based on any external authority, such as God or nature, but rather on the individual's own sense of duty. Kant begins the book by discussing the concept of morality and its importance. He argues that morality is not based on any external authority, but rather on the individual's own sense of duty. He then goes on to discuss the concept of the categorical imperative, which he defines as a universal moral law that applies to all rational beings. He argues that this law is based on reason, and that it is the only way to determine what is right and wrong. Kant then goes on to discuss the various forms of the categorical imperative, including the formula of universal law, the formula of humanity, and the formula of autonomy. He argues that these forms of the categorical imperative are the basis for all moral decisions. Kant then goes on to discuss the concept of freedom, and how it relates to morality. He argues that freedom is necessary for morality, as it allows individuals to make their own moral decisions. He also argues that freedom is necessary for the development of moral character, as it allows individuals to choose their own actions and to be held accountable for them. Finally, Kant discusses the concept of happiness, and how it relates to morality. He argues that happiness is the ultimate goal of morality, and that it is only possible when individuals act in accordance with the categorical imperative. Groundwork of the Metaphysics of Morals is an important work in moral philosophy, and is considered to be the foundation of Kant's moral philosophy. In the book, Kant argues that morality is based on a universal moral law, which he calls the categorical imperative. He argues that this law is based on reason, and that it is the only way to determine what is right and wrong. Kant also argues that morality is not based on any external authority, such as God or nature, but rather on the individual's own sense of duty. He also discusses the concept of freedom, and how it relates to morality, as well as the concept of happiness, and how it relates to morality. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The categorical imperative. Kant's main idea is that the moral law is a categorical imperative, which is an unconditional command that applies to all rational beings. This imperative is based on the concept of duty, which is an obligation to act in accordance with the moral law. Kant's categorical imperative is a moral law that applies to all rational beings. It is an unconditional command that requires us to act in accordance with our duty, which is to act in accordance with the moral law. Kant argues that this imperative is based on the concept of respect for persons, which is the idea that we should treat others as ends in themselves, and not merely as means to our own ends. He also argues that this imperative is universal, meaning that it applies to all rational beings, regardless of their particular circumstances. Finally, Kant argues that this imperative is absolute, meaning that it cannot be overridden by any other considerations. Kant's categorical imperative is a powerful tool for moral decision-making. It provides a clear and consistent framework for determining what is right and wrong in any given situation. It also allows us to make moral decisions without relying on subjective feelings or personal preferences. By following the categorical imperative, we can ensure that our actions are consistent with our moral obligations and that we are treating others with respect. Main idea number two. The good will. Kant argues that the only thing that is good in itself is a good will, which is a will that acts out of respect for the moral law. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral. Kant argues that the only thing that is good in itself is a good will. According to Kant, a good will is a will that acts out of respect for the moral law. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral, and that it is the only thing that is good in itself. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant argues that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. He believes that a good will is the only thing that can be considered truly moral because it is the only thing that is done out of respect for the moral law, rather than out of self-interest or other motivations. Kant's idea of a good will is that it is the only thing that can be considered truly moral. Main idea number 3. The kingdom of ends. Kant proposes that the moral law is best understood as a kingdom of ends, which is a society of rational beings who all act in accordance with the moral law. He believes that this kingdom of ends is the ideal society. Kant proposes that the moral law is best understood as a kingdom of ends, which is a society of rational beings who all act in accordance with the moral law. He believes that this kingdom of ends is the ideal society, where everyone is free to act according to their own rational will, and yet still be bound by the moral law. This kingdom of ends is a society where everyone is respected and treated as an end in themselves, and not merely as a means to an end. Everyone is free to pursue their own interests, but must do so in a way that respects the rights of others. In this kingdom of ends, everyone is free to pursue their own happiness, but must do so in a way that does not infringe upon the rights of others. Kant believes that this kingdom of ends is the ideal society because it is based on the moral law, which is the only true source of morality. He believes that the moral law is the only way to ensure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity, and that everyone is free to pursue their own interests without infringing upon the rights of others. Kant believes that this kingdom of ends is the only way to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and that everyone is free to pursue their own happiness without infringing upon the rights of others. Kant's kingdom of ends is an ideal society because it is based on the moral law, which is the only true source of morality. It is a society where everyone is respected and treated as an end in themselves, and not merely as a means to an end. Everyone is free to pursue their own interests, but must do so in a way that respects the rights of others. In this kingdom of ends, everyone is free to pursue their own happiness, but must do so in a way that does not infringe upon the rights of others. Main idea number 4. The autonomy of the will. Kant argues that the moral law is based on the autonomy of the will, which is the idea that the will is free and can choose to act in accordance with the moral law. He believes that this autonomy is essential for morality. Kant argues that the moral law is based on the autonomy of the will, which is the idea that the will is free and can choose to act in accordance with the moral law. He believes that this autonomy is essential for morality, as it allows us to make decisions based on our own free will, rather than being coerced by external forces. Kant argues that the moral law is based on the autonomy of the will, which is the idea that the will is free and can choose to act in accordance with the moral law. He believes that this autonomy is essential for morality, as it allows us to make decisions based on our own free will, rather than being coerced by external forces. Kant argues that the moral law is based on the autonomy of the will, which is the idea that the will is free and can choose to act in accordance with the moral law. He believes that this autonomy is essential for morality, as it allows us to make decisions based on our own free will, rather than being coerced by external forces. Kant further argues that the autonomy of the will is the basis of moral responsibility. He believes that if we are not free to choose our own actions, then we cannot be held responsible for them. He also believes that the autonomy of the will is the basis of moral obligation, as it allows us to choose to act in accordance with the moral law. Kant argues that the autonomy of the will is the basis of moral responsibility and moral obligation, and that it is essential for morality. Main idea number 5. The principle of universalizability. Kant argues that the moral law must be universalizable, which means that it must be applicable to all rational beings. He believes that this principle is essential for morality. The principle of universalizability, as proposed by Immanuel Kant in his book Groundwork of the Metaphysics of Morals, states that the moral law must be applicable to all rational beings. Kant argues that this principle is essential for morality, as it ensures that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people. He believes that this principle is necessary for morality to be meaningful, as it ensures that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people. Kant argues that this principle is necessary for morality to be meaningful, as it ensures that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. This principle is also important for ensuring that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. Kant believes that this principle is essential for morality, as it ensures that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people. He argues that this principle is necessary for morality to be meaningful, as it ensures that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. This principle is also important for ensuring that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. This principle is also important for ensuring that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual beliefs, values, and circumstances. Kant's principle of universalizability is an important concept in moral philosophy, as it ensures that the moral law is applicable to all people, regardless of their individual circumstances. This principle is essential for morality, as it ensures that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual beliefs, values, and circumstances. This principle is also important for ensuring that the moral law is not only applicable to oneself, but to all people, regardless of their individual beliefs, values, and circumstances. This principle is essential for morality, as it ensures that the moral law is applicable to all people, regardless of their individual beliefs, values, and circumstances. Main idea number 6. The principle of humanity. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of humanity, which is the idea that all rational beings should be treated as ends in themselves and not as means to an end. Kant's principle of humanity states that all rational beings should be treated as ends in themselves and not as means to an end. This means that we should never use another person as a means to our own ends, but rather respect them as an individual with their own rights and autonomy. Kant argues that this principle is the basis of morality, and that it should be applied to all moral decisions. He believes that this principle is the only way to ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity. This principle is also the basis of Kant's categorical imperative, which states that we should always act in such a way that we can will our actions to become universal laws. In other words, we should always act in a way that we would want everyone else to act in the same situation. Kant's principle of humanity is an important part of his moral philosophy, as it provides a basis for treating all people with respect and dignity. It is a reminder that we should never use another person as a means to our own ends, but rather respect them as an individual with their own rights and autonomy. This principle is also the basis of Kant's categorical imperative, which states that we should always act in such a way that we can will our actions to become universal laws. By following this principle, we can ensure that all people are treated with respect and dignity, and that our moral decisions are based on a universal standard of morality. Main idea number 7. The principle of respect. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of respect, which is the idea that all rational beings should be respected and treated with dignity. Kant's principle of respect states that all rational beings should be respected and treated with dignity. This principle is based on the idea that all rational beings have an inherent worth and value that should be respected and upheld. Kant argues that this principle is the basis of morality, and that it should be the foundation of all moral decisions. He believes that this principle should be applied to all people, regardless of their race, gender, or social status. Kant argues that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis of all moral laws. Kant believes that this principle of respect is essential for a just and moral society. He argues that if people do not respect each other, then society will become chaotic and unjust. He believes that respect is the foundation of a just and moral society, and that it should be the basis of all moral laws. Kant argues that respect is essential for a just and moral society, and that it should be the basis of all moral decisions. Kant's principle of respect is an important part of his moral philosophy. He believes that respect is essential for a just and moral society, and that it should be the basis of all moral decisions. Kant argues that respect is the foundation of a just and moral society, and that it should be the basis of all moral laws. He believes that this principle should be applied to all people, regardless of their race, gender, or social status. Kant's principle of respect is an important part of his moral philosophy, and it should be the basis of all moral decisions. Main idea number 8. The principle of justice. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of justice, which is the idea that all rational beings should be treated fairly and equally. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of justice, which is the idea that all rational beings should be treated fairly and equally. This principle of justice is based on the idea that all rational beings have an inherent worth and dignity that must be respected. Kant argues that this principle of justice is the only way to ensure that all rational beings are treated with respect and dignity. He argues that any action that does not respect the inherent worth and dignity of all rational beings is immoral and unjust. Kant further argues that the principle of justice must be applied universally, meaning that it must be applied to all rational beings regardless of their race, gender, religion, or any other factor. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that all rational beings are treated fairly and equally. He also argues that this principle of justice must be applied consistently, meaning that it must be applied in the same way to all rational beings regardless of their individual circumstances. Kant's principle of justice is an important part of his moral philosophy and is a cornerstone of his ethical theory. He argues that this principle is the only way to ensure that all rational beings are treated with respect and dignity. He also argues that this principle must be applied universally and consistently in order to ensure that all rational beings are treated fairly and equally. Main idea number 9. The principle of beneficence. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of beneficence, which is the idea that all rational beings should be treated with kindness and compassion. The principle of beneficence is a fundamental moral principle that Kant argues should be the basis of all moral law. According to Kant, this principle requires that all rational beings should be treated with kindness and compassion. Kant believes that this principle is essential for the development of a moral society, as it encourages people to act in ways that are beneficial to others. Kant argues that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, as it is the only way to ensure that people are treated fairly and with respect. Kant also believes that this principle should be applied to all aspects of life, including economic, political, and social decisions. By following this principle, Kant believes that people can create a society that is just and equitable for all. Kant's principle of beneficence is closely related to his concept of the categorical imperative, which states that people should act in ways that are beneficial to all. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, as it is the only way to ensure that people are treated fairly and with respect. Kant also believes that this principle should be applied to all aspects of life, including economic, political, and social decisions. By following this principle, Kant believes that people can create a society that is just and equitable for all. Kant's principle of beneficence is an important moral principle that should be taken into consideration when making any moral decision. It is important to remember that this principle should be applied to all aspects of life, as it is the only way to ensure that people are treated fairly and with respect. By following this principle, people can create a society that is just and equitable for all. Main idea number 10. The principle of non-maleficence. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of non-maleficence, which is the idea that all rational beings should not be harmed. The principle of non-maleficence is a fundamental moral principle that states that we should not cause harm to others. According to Immanuel Kant, this principle is the basis of all moral law. Kant argues that all rational beings should be treated with respect and dignity, and that we should not cause harm to them. He believes that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis of all moral laws. Kant believes that this principle is the foundation of morality, and that it should be the basis of all moral decisions. Kant argues that the principle of non-maleficence is the basis of all moral law because it is the only way to ensure that all rational beings are treated with respect and dignity. He believes that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis of all moral laws. Kant believes that this principle is the foundation of morality, and that it should be the basis of all moral decisions. He argues that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis of all moral laws. Kant's principle of non-maleficence is an important moral principle that should be taken into consideration when making moral decisions. It is important to remember that all rational beings should be treated with respect and dignity, and that we should not cause harm to them. This principle should be applied to all moral decisions, and should be the basis of all moral laws. Kant's principle of non-maleficence is an important moral principle that should be taken into consideration when making moral decisions. Main idea number 11. The principle of autonomy. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of autonomy, which is the idea that all rational beings should be allowed to make their own decisions. The principle of autonomy is a fundamental concept in Kant's moral philosophy. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of autonomy, which is the idea that all rational beings should be allowed to make their own decisions. Kant believes that this principle is the only way to ensure that moral decisions are made in accordance with universal moral principles. He argues that if moral decisions are based on external forces, such as the desires of others, then they cannot be considered truly moral. Instead, Kant believes that moral decisions must be based on the individual's own sense of what is right and wrong. This means that each individual must be allowed to make their own decisions, without being coerced by external forces. Kant also argues that the principle of autonomy is the only way to ensure that moral decisions are made in accordance with universal moral principles. He believes that if moral decisions are based on external forces, such as the desires of others, then they cannot be considered truly moral. Instead, Kant believes that moral decisions must be based on the individual's own sense of what is right and wrong. This means that each individual must be allowed to make their own decisions, without being coerced by external forces. This allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values, rather than those of others. Kant's principle of autonomy is an important concept in his moral philosophy. It is the basis for his argument that all rational beings should be allowed to make their own decisions, without being coerced by external forces. This allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with their own moral values, rather than those of others. Kant's principle of autonomy is an important part of his moral philosophy, and it is still relevant today. Main idea number 12. The principle of perfection. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of perfection, which is the idea that all rational beings should strive to become the best version of themselves. Kant's principle of perfection states that all rational beings should strive to become the best version of themselves. This principle is based on the idea that morality is not just about following rules, but also about striving for excellence. Kant argues that this principle is essential for morality, as it encourages us to strive for the highest level of moral excellence. He believes that this principle is the foundation of morality, and that it should be the basis for all moral decisions. Kant's principle of perfection is closely related to his concept of the categorical imperative. The categorical imperative is a moral law that states that we should act in such a way that we can will our actions to become universal laws. Kant believes that this principle is closely related to the principle of perfection, as it encourages us to strive for the highest level of moral excellence. By following the categorical imperative, we are striving to become the best version of ourselves. Kant's principle of perfection is an important part of his moral philosophy. It encourages us to strive for the highest level of moral excellence, and to act in such a way that we can will our actions to become universal laws. By following this principle, we can become the best version of ourselves, and live a life of moral excellence. Main idea number 13. The principle of virtue. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of virtue, which is the idea that all rational beings should strive to be virtuous. Kant's principle of virtue states that all rational beings should strive to be virtuous. This means that we should act in accordance with moral principles, and that our actions should be motivated by a sense of duty and respect for the moral law. Kant believes that this is the only way to achieve true moral worth. He argues that if we act out of self-interest or for the sake of pleasure, then our actions lack moral worth. Instead, we should strive to act out of a sense of duty and respect for the moral law. This is the only way to achieve true moral worth and to be truly virtuous. Kant's principle of virtue is based on the idea that morality is not based on external rewards or punishments, but rather on our own internal sense of duty and respect for the moral law. He believes that this is the only way to achieve true moral worth and to be truly virtuous. He argues that if we act out of self-interest or for the sake of pleasure, then our actions lack moral worth. Instead, we should strive to act out of a sense of duty and respect for the moral law. This is the only way to achieve true moral worth and to be truly virtuous. Kant's principle of virtue is an important part of his moral philosophy. He believes that it is the only way to achieve true moral worth and to be truly virtuous. He argues that if we act out of self-interest or for the sake of pleasure, then our actions lack moral worth. Instead, we should strive to act out of a sense of duty and respect for the moral law. This is the only way to achieve true moral worth and to be truly virtuous. Main idea number 14. The principle of utility. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of utility, which is the idea that all rational beings should strive to promote the greatest good for the greatest number of people. The principle of utility, as Kant explains, is the idea that all rational beings should strive to promote the greatest good for the greatest number of people. This principle is based on the notion that all rational beings have an inherent duty to promote the well-being of others. Kant argues that this principle should be the basis for all moral decisions, as it is the only way to ensure that the greatest good is achieved for the greatest number of people. Kant further argues that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, regardless of the consequences, as it is the only way to ensure that the greatest good is achieved for the greatest number of people. Kant also argues that the principle of utility should be applied to all moral decisions, regardless of the consequences. He believes that this is the only way to ensure that the greatest good is achieved for the greatest number of people. Kant further argues that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, regardless of the consequences, as it is the only way to ensure that the greatest good is achieved for the greatest number of people. This principle is based on the notion that all rational beings have an inherent duty to promote the well-being of others. Kant's principle of utility is an important concept in moral philosophy, as it provides a basis for making moral decisions. Kant argues that this principle should be applied to all moral decisions, regardless of the consequences, as it is the only way to ensure that the greatest good is achieved for the greatest number of people. This principle is based on the notion that all rational beings have an inherent duty to promote the well-being of others, and Kant believes that this is the only way to ensure that the greatest good is achieved for the greatest number of people. Main idea number 15. The principle of respect for persons. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of respect for persons, which is the idea that all rational beings should be respected and treated with dignity. Kant's principle of respect for persons is based on the idea that all rational beings should be treated with respect and dignity. He argues that this principle should be the basis of the moral law, as it is the only way to ensure that all people are treated fairly and with respect. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all people, regardless of their social status, race, gender, or any other factor. He argues that this principle should be applied to all decisions, both public and private, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all interactions between people, and that it should be the basis of all relationships. He argues that this principle should be applied to all forms of communication, and that it should be the basis of all forms of discourse. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all forms of behavior, and that it should be the basis of all forms of morality. Kant's principle of respect for persons is based on the idea that all rational beings should be treated with respect and dignity. He argues that this principle should be the basis of the moral law, as it is the only way to ensure that all people are treated fairly and with respect. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all people, regardless of their social status, race, gender, or any other factor. He argues that this principle should be applied to all decisions, both public and private, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all interactions between people, and that it should be the basis of all relationships. He argues that this principle should be applied to all forms of communication, and that it should be the basis of all forms of discourse. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all forms of behavior, and that it should be the basis of all forms of morality. Kant's principle of respect for persons is based on the idea that all rational beings should be treated with respect and dignity. He argues that this principle should be the basis of the moral law, as it is the only way to ensure that all people are treated fairly and with respect. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all people, regardless of their social status, race, gender, or any other factor. He argues that this principle should be applied to all decisions, both public and private, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all interactions between people, and that it should be the basis of all relationships. He argues that this principle should be applied to all forms of communication, and that it should be the basis of all forms of discourse. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all forms of behavior, and that it should be the basis of all forms of morality. He believes that this principle should be applied to all aspects of life, and that it should be the basis of all ethical systems. Kant's principle of respect for persons is an important part of his moral philosophy. He argues that this principle should be the basis of all moral decisions, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. He believes that this principle should be applied to all interactions between people, and that it should be the basis of all relationships. He argues that this principle should be applied to all forms of communication, and that it should be the basis of all forms of discourse. Kant believes that this principle should be applied to all forms of behavior, and that it should be the basis of all forms of morality. He believes that this principle should be applied to all aspects of life, and that it should be the basis of all ethical systems. Kant's principle of respect for persons is an important part of his moral philosophy, and it is a principle that should be applied to all aspects of life. Main idea number 16. The principle of impartiality. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of impartiality, which is the idea that all rational beings should be treated equally and without bias. Kant's principle of impartiality states that all rational beings should be treated equally and without bias. This means that we should not favor one person over another, regardless of their race, gender, or any other factor. We should also not favor one group of people over another, or one nation over another. Kant argues that this principle is essential for morality, as it ensures that everyone is treated fairly and with respect. He believes that this principle is the foundation of justice and that it should be applied to all aspects of life. Kant also argues that this principle of impartiality should be applied to our own actions. We should not act in a way that favors ourselves over others, or that favors one group of people over another. We should strive to be impartial in our decisions and actions, and to treat everyone with respect and fairness. This means that we should not make decisions based on our own interests or those of our family or friends, but rather on what is best for everyone involved. Kant's principle of impartiality is an important part of his moral philosophy. He believes that it is essential for morality and justice, and that it should be applied to all aspects of life. By following this principle, we can ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with respect, and that our decisions and actions are based on what is best for everyone involved. Main idea number 17. The principle of nonviolence. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of nonviolence, which is the idea that all rational beings should not be harmed or subjected to violence. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of nonviolence. This principle states that all rational beings should not be harmed or subjected to violence. According to Kant, this principle is the foundation of morality and should be the basis for all moral decisions. He believes that any action that causes harm to another person is wrong and should be avoided. Furthermore, Kant argues that this principle should be applied universally, meaning that it should be applied to all people regardless of their race, gender, or social status. Kant believes that the principle of nonviolence is essential for creating a just and peaceful society. He argues that if people are allowed to harm or mistreat one another, then society will become chaotic and unjust. Furthermore, Kant believes that this principle should be applied not only to physical violence, but also to psychological and emotional violence. He argues that any form of violence, whether physical or psychological, should be avoided in order to create a just and peaceful society. Kant's principle of nonviolence is an important part of his moral philosophy. He believes that this principle should be the basis for all moral decisions and should be applied universally. Furthermore, Kant believes that this principle is essential for creating a just and peaceful society. By following this principle, people can ensure that they are treating each other with respect and dignity. Main idea number 18. The principle of truthfulness. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of truthfulness, which is the idea that all rational beings should be honest and truthful. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of truthfulness. This principle states that all rational beings should be honest and truthful in their dealings with one another. According to Kant, truthfulness is a fundamental moral obligation that all rational beings must adhere to. He believes that truthfulness is essential for the proper functioning of society, as it allows people to trust one another and to form meaningful relationships. Furthermore, Kant argues that truthfulness is a necessary condition for morality, as it allows us to make informed decisions and to act in accordance with our moral obligations. Kant also argues that truthfulness is a fundamental part of our moral character. He believes that truthfulness is an essential part of our moral identity, as it allows us to be honest and sincere in our dealings with others. Furthermore, Kant argues that truthfulness is a necessary condition for moral progress, as it allows us to learn from our mistakes and to strive for moral excellence. Finally, Kant argues that truthfulness is a necessary condition for moral autonomy, as it allows us to make our own decisions and to act in accordance with our own moral principles. In conclusion, Kant's principle of truthfulness is a fundamental moral obligation that all rational beings must adhere to. It is essential for the proper functioning of society, as it allows people to trust one another and to form meaningful relationships. Furthermore, truthfulness is a necessary condition for morality, as it allows us to make informed decisions and to act in accordance with our moral obligations. Finally, truthfulness is a fundamental part of our moral character, as it allows us to be honest and sincere in our dealings with others. Main idea number 19. The principle of fidelity. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of fidelity, which is the idea that all rational beings should be faithful and loyal to their commitments. Kant's principle of fidelity states that all rational beings should be faithful and loyal to their commitments. This principle is based on the idea that moral law should be based on the idea of fidelity, which is the idea that all rational beings should be faithful and loyal to their commitments. Kant argues that this principle is essential for morality, as it is the basis for trust and respect between individuals. He believes that if individuals are not faithful to their commitments, then it is impossible to have a moral society. Furthermore, Kant argues that this principle is necessary for the development of a moral society, as it allows individuals to trust each other and to work together for the common good. Kant's principle of fidelity is also important for the development of moral character. He argues that if individuals are not faithful to their commitments, then they cannot be trusted and their moral character will suffer. Furthermore, Kant believes that if individuals are not faithful to their commitments, then they cannot be trusted to act in a moral manner. Therefore, Kant argues that the principle of fidelity is essential for the development of moral character and for the development of a moral society. Kant's principle of fidelity is an important part of his moral philosophy and is essential for the development of a moral society. It is based on the idea that all rational beings should be faithful and loyal to their commitments and that this is necessary for the development of trust and respect between individuals. Furthermore, Kant argues that this principle is necessary for the development of moral character and for the development of a moral society. Main idea number 20. The principle of gratitude. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of gratitude, which is the idea that all rational beings should be thankful and appreciative of the good that they receive. Kant argues that the moral law must be based on the principle of gratitude. According to Kant, gratitude is a fundamental moral obligation that all rational beings should adhere to. He believes that gratitude is an expression of respect for the good that one has received, and that it is a necessary part of a moral life. Kant argues that gratitude is a way of recognizing the value of the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. He believes that gratitude is a way of acknowledging the value of the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. Furthermore, Kant argues that gratitude is a way of expressing one's commitment to the moral law, and of recognizing the importance of the moral law in one's life. Kant believes that gratitude is an essential part of a moral life, and that it is a necessary part of a moral life. He argues that gratitude is a way of recognizing the value of the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. Furthermore, Kant argues that gratitude is a way of expressing one's commitment to the moral law, and of recognizing the importance of the moral law in one's life. Kant believes that gratitude is a way of expressing one's respect for the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. He argues that gratitude is a way of acknowledging the value of the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. Kant's principle of gratitude is an important part of his moral philosophy. He believes that gratitude is a necessary part of a moral life, and that it is a way of expressing one's commitment to the moral law. Kant argues that gratitude is a way of recognizing the value of the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. Furthermore, Kant argues that gratitude is a way of expressing one's respect for the good that one has received, and of expressing appreciation for it. Kant's principle of gratitude is an important part of his moral philosophy, and it is a necessary part of a moral life.